Hello and welcome to the Kristanya.com podcast. I'm Kristanya Hill. If this is your first time to listen, welcome. If you're a return listener, welcome back. Either way, I'm glad you're here. This is episode number 5. And in this week's segment, we're going to feature Celebrate Recovery Step Study Lesson 5, Turn. Grab a pen and something to write on so we can jump into some restoration, healing, and joy at last. Lesson 5, Turn, covers Principle 3, Step 3. Principle 3, consciously choose to commit all your life and will to Christ's care and control. Scripture, happy are the meek, Matthew 5, 5. Step 3, we made a decision to turn our lives and wills over to the care of God. Scripture, therefore I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Romans 12, 1. So think about it. You may think that lends a question. How do you turn your life over to Christ? Well, you do that by trusting Him. But that's also taking principle 2 and putting it into action. T stands for trust. You understand. Relying solely on your own understanding, think about it, got you where you are to begin with. After you make the decision to ask Jesus into your life, you need to seek His will, not your will. R, repent. To truly repent, you must turn away from your sin and turn toward God for His redeeming love and a relationship with Him. N, new life. After you ask Jesus into your heart, ask Him what His will is for your life. How does it make you feel to know He has judged you now or declared you not guilty? Let's cover the questions. Question 1. What is stopping you from asking Jesus into your heart as your Lord and Savior? For me, I'm not. At the age of 8, I was baptized on Easter Sunday, knowing that I wanted God to live in my heart and I wanted to follow Him. But it wasn't until I was 32 years old that I understood the significance of baptism. And during a Bible study, uprooted everybody in class for me to go get baptized because I wanted to know that I knew that I was going to be going to heaven, that I truly had salvation. Question 2. How has relying on your own understanding caused problems in your life? And this is a funny question, actually. My own understanding is not meant to be understood. I made errors in judgment over and over and over again. My understanding a lot of times was situational, was dependent upon my circumstances. It was much like my emotions. It changed all the time. What does repent mean to you? What do you need to repent of? To me, I understand repentance as a change of heart and a request for real forgiveness. Question 4. What does the declaration of not guilty found in Romans 3:22 mean to you? Found of no wrongdoing, quote unquote, innocent. Question 5. When you turn your life over to Jesus, you have a new life. See 2 Corinthians 5:17. What does that new life mean to you? It means I have a fresh start. It means that I've been washed clean. It means that when God looks at me, He doesn't see all my junk. He sees me perfect in His image. Question 6. What does the Principle 3 prayer mean to you? Let's read it. Dear God, I have tried to do it all by myself, all on my own, and I have failed. Today, I want to turn my life over to You. I ask You to be my Lord and Savior. You are the one and only Jesus Christ. I ask that you help me start to think less about me and my will. And I want to daily turn my will over to you, to daily seek your direction and your wisdom for my life. Please continue to help me overcome my hurts, habits, and hang-ups. And may that victory over them help others as they see your power at work in my life. Help me do your will always, Father. And in Jesus' name, amen. It makes me step back and stop trying to control my life and get out of God's way and let Him take over the power and the control to provide favor in my life. This was a short lesson today. Again, I want to congratulate you for walking through the process and answering the questions. And I look forward to one day possibly meeting you. I thank you for joining our episode. That does close up things for today. Thanks for joining me. And again, remember, joy is a choice. So choose well. God bless and take care.